Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Ask Karen, the podcast that has all the answers. You can get in touch with advice on absolutely anything. Maybe you've hit a crossroads in your life, it could be a simple dilemma, or maybe you just want to know if Karen has ever tucked a skirt into the back of her knickers. You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. You can contact us via our website, askkaren.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at askkarenpodcast, and we're also on Facebook as well. I'm your host, Chris, and I'm here with Karen. Hello, Karen.
Oh, hello. I just waved.
You're waving at me. They can't see that, can they?
Hiya.
We haven't got the telly show yet.
It's because I had a mouthful of tea on the go.
Mouthful of tea. Yeah, that's fair enough. How are you, all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. What have you been doing? Anything interesting?
In the last hour, I've just been fuming about my landlord.
Tell us about your landlord. No, tell us. Come on.
No, it's not interesting. Well, okay. I'll just tell you briefly, which was basically he sent repairman round to repair all the broken things in my flat. Yeah. Nothing got repaired, and they only broke them all more.
There aren't that many broken things.
There was two half broken things that are now both completely broken.
So what was broken?
The kitchen drawer was a bit dodgy. It was hard to pull in and out.
Yeah.
It's now completely broken. So it's stuck halfway out and I can't get into it any further. And I can't get into the cupboard underneath or the cupboard next to it. The bathroom sink hot tap is getting a bit temperamental. Mm-hmm. It's completely broken, so it won't switch on at all. No hot water comes out.
Well, was he happy with what you did?
All
done, bye.
He was about the kitchen drawer. He said, happy with that. He says, I've temporarily fixed that for you. He sent me an email. I'll have to order a new runner and it'll take a bit of time. I've said, no, you need to come back tomorrow and fix this. Cleaning cupboard. Well, I don't know because it was an email. He won't have read it yet.
Okay.
But he did say there's a plumber coming tomorrow for the tap.
Okay.
He said the tap is broken. I know, it wasn't before you got here. Anyway, I'm getting way too angry about that. I'm trying to channel my inner Buddha now.
Well, while you're angry, it's got me angry this way. I went to the cinema on Sunday.
Why are you angry about that? That's
because I bought some popcorn. How much for popcorn?
Oh, crazy amounts.
No, I know. See, I know this is like obvious because popcorn is expensive at the cinema. And I know this isn't news at all. But I haven't been for a while and I thought like popcorn, like a medium popcorn, which is like not massive, was about £4.50, £4, that kind of thing.
That's still expensive.
£6.
No way.
£6.
See, when I said expensive, I was going to guess a fiver for the big one.
That's what I thought. £6 for a medium one, right? And
that's
then
outrageous.
£6.50 for that one that's a little bit bigger.
Shut up. That's a bit leave it, isn't
that
it?
That is so bad. Considering we all know popcorn costs nothing to make.
It's just corn.
Like 10p or something, probably. Probably less than that in that pot.
That's outrageous. Don't do it again.
Well,
what did you see?
She'll take her own. Long Shot with Seth Rogen.
Oh, I have heard of it. I've seen posters on the buses.
It was funnier than expected. I should put that on the poster, shouldn't I?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Funnier than expected. I had a message from my old boss, Sarah.
Okay.
And she said, hi, Chris, just catching up with the podcast. Must admit, it hurt a little bit when you said that Claire's the best boss you've ever had.
Oh, yes! I forgot about that.
So I'm getting myself in trouble.
Oh, no.
Left, right, and centre.
Well, did Sarah ever offer you an afternoon off?
I think she probably did.
Oh.
I mean, a tricky situation now. Claire could be listening. Sarah's probably listening. Mm. And they're both good bosses in their own equal rights. They're very different.
Well, I mean, I can say I've never met your boss, Claire. I did say she sounded great. But
I have met Sarah,
and I can confirm that she's lovely.
There you go.
I can imagine she was an excellent boss,
too. Well, she was an excellent boss,
Is that helpful, me saying that?
Thanks. Yeah,
okay.
I also, in other news, my news, this is all my news.
It's exciting stuff.
I had an eye test again.
Uh-oh.
I say again.
You talked about it recently.
I talked about it recently. I have had that eye test about 5 years ago.
Oh.
I've not had an eye test since.
Okay.
So I was due to go and maybe it was talking about it. It prompted me to go and get it.
Did you go into the right place this time?
Went to the right place this time. I had to go to Vision Express this time because my work gave me a voucher.
Oh, Vision Express, that's a bit of an upgrade.
I have to go to certain ones, you see. So I went in there and I was a bit nervous. I don't know why I get a bit nervous in there when they sort of, they make you do things.
Oh, you know, like, when they like squirt that air into your eye, it makes that. me jump out of my skin.
I'm sitting here in the chair and I don't know where to put my hands and I just feel a little bit awkward.
Do you know where to put your hands?
Well, I'm just sort of sitting there waiting for him to tell me what to do.
Just keep your hands to yourself.
Well, got me kicked out last night. So, so anyway, so he's like asking me questions and saying, oh, when did you have last have them tested? And I said, about five years ago. And he's asking me some various questions and he's tapping on the computer. And all of a sudden he says, oh, did you got them tested at Specsavers last time, did you?
Mm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I did. He said, what, the one over the road? Or I said, no, a different one, the one in like Tottenham Court Road in London. So, and... So I thought, oh, he must be looking on the computer and seeing my, I've had my results on there, something like that. I said, oh, do you all share the same database then? And he said, no, it says Specsavers on your glasses case. So I felt a bit silly.
Oh, Chris.
I thought it was really high tech. It was like they knew where I've been and what.
Tracking you.
All my eye tests forever and all that sort of thing.
I thought you were going to say... He was going
to
say,
oh,
if you've been to Specsavers, then we need to do everything from scratch because Specsavers are really bad. Yeah,
he did say that.
I did have two completely different prescriptions, actually. One from Vision Express, one from Specsavers. One told me I was short-sighted, one told me I was long-sighted.
Really?
So I ignored both of them.
You sure you read the the results right?
Yeah, they were just trying to up my prescription.
Well, I'm getting some... This is really boring.
This is a bit of a boring... I've got astigmatism, do you know?
This is really boring, I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm getting some varifocal glasses.
Oh, no, Chris.
Is that a bad thing?
That means you're old. They offered me them.
It does mean I'm old.
Yeah.
But they haven't got like a line on them like old people have.
They tried to sell me
like,
them last
like
time.
They're like really clever ones, apparently.
Oh, yeah. This is what he said I've heard me. This, yeah.
So I'm getting them so I can wear them all the time. Because I've ended up wearing these a lot more, the ones I've got now, a lot more. And when I'm on the train, I look out the window and I can't... Everything's blurry.
Oh.
So this is probably the right thing for me to do.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks. Have you made yourself a man on Snapchat yet?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen
I've
it
heard
ever?
About this. I haven't got Snapchat.
Oh.
Someone at work was showing me theirs today. It was really funny.
Can we do yours or mine in a bit?
Okay.
All right, a bit funny.
Have you got Snapchat?
Have you seen me?
No.
As a woman?
No. I'm in real life. Clearly, I did it ages ago on the not very good face app thing.
This is better.
Yeah, I've seen.
It is better.
I saw Ramesh Ranganathan. Did you see him?
No.
Because they'd done the woman like with the like loads of eye makeup, but one like winking, one shut eye, picked up his lazy eye.
I thought you were going to say it's Gabrielle.
Talking of which, why is Madonna doing that?
What?
She's not wearing
Gabrielle?
An eye patch.
It's funny you should bring up Madonna.
Is it?
Yeah.
You can ask me something about Madonna.
Maybe later on.
Oh, exciting.
Stay
times.
Tuned.
Okay.
I don't know why she's doing that. Anyway, we'll talk about it later.
Okay. I can't remember what we're talking about.
So we'll make you a woman. I mean, what are you about?
What? Let's change your gender and make you into a woman.
We'll make you a man later.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Because I did think we could maybe post it.
No.
We could do, though.
Let's see. Okay, that's a nice idea.
I look like... Do you know, did you watch Homeland?
Some of the first series.
You know the woman that plays...
Claire Danes?
No, the other one.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Brady's wife?
No, I don't know, I remember that.
She's a really famous actress. And you look like her.
Mm.
Very attractive I am as a woman.
I've noticed everyone looks quite attractive in the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Do they glam you up a bit?
I think they do. They put a bit of makeup on.
Oh, I'll have a go.
Sarah in Ipswich wants to know, if you could try out any job for a week, what job would you choose to try?
Oh,
good question.
It is a good question.
Thanks, Sarah.
It has to be a job.
Well, that's what the question is. I mean, you could change it to ice lolly.
I was just thinking...
If you could try any ice lolly for a week, what ice lolly would you choose to try?
I was thinking, if I could have any job, my head went, well, I'd like to have no job. Like, just be...
For a week?
Oh, no, only for a week. Oh, no, there's no point for a week. I'll just take the week off work. That's easy.
You can do that.
Yeah. No, let me think about this properly. If I could have any job for a week, so like a job that I would never actually normally do, I suppose.
I suppose so.
To stretch myself.
I've decided recently... I would like to be a pilot.
Oh, I would hate that responsibility. What if you crushed it?
I wouldn't crush it.
In a week, you might. We'll give you time to learn.
No, I think the idea in my head is if I'm trying it for a week, on day one, on Monday morning.
Oh, right, you've got all the skills.
Yeah, I'm not going to learn in a... That would be rubbish. But I could never be a pilot because you've got to pay loads of money, haven't you, to like, become a pilot.
You have to take pilot classes. But yeah, for a week...
I could never do it. But yeah, in this scenario, I could. But I'm talking about in real life, I could never do it. But right. I'd love to, because I love driving. Oh. I love flying. I mean, perfect job.
Makes sense, yeah. I don't think I'd be up for that, being a pilot. No, I'd be too scared of doing something wrong. I don't want people's lives in my hands.
What do you want to be?
I would like to be a pop star. I wouldn't really. I just said that. I can't think of anything exciting. I want something like with status.
What about the president?
No, too much responsibility again. I want something with money and status, but no responsibility.
That is a pop star, isn't it?
Actually, oh, no, yeah.
Actually, pop stars have got responsibility these days.
Not a pop star, then. A musician. Oh, that's it, because then I'd be highly skilled at something. Like, I'd like to have a really beautiful
a cellist?
Singing voice. Oh, no, I don't know how to play a cello.
Well, no. I don't know how to fly a plane, either.
No, I mean, I don't know enough about classical music.
Okay,
I'm not interested
enough.
Get
a cellist. Well, you could be in Clean Bandit if you're a cellist.
Oh, no.
They're not classical.
I don't want to be in Clean Bandit.
Right, that's that ruled out.
Okay, I'll be like a cool type of musician.
Okay.
Or a hip-hop artist.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
All right.
Just for a week, see
just
how
for
it
a
goes.
Week. Yeah. Monday to Friday.
All right. Yeah.
Fine. Jamie from Essex says, you mentioned favourite TV shows last week, but I wondered if you had a favourite TV theme when growing up.
Oh, there were. Do you know what? TV themes were a lot better when we were younger.
I think they were. I think they definitely were.
Yeah, really good ones.
What was your favourite?
This isn't my favourite, but the one that popped into my head was Bergerac.
That was a good one.
What else was there?
Everybody? I used to like, do you remember, this is back to kids' TV now though, do you remember Jamie and the Magic Torch? Mm.
Jamie,
that theme was amazing.
Jamie and the Magic
I can't even
Touch.
Remember if I actually liked the programme, but I just
the
watched
program
it
was
because,
amazing.
Because the opening titles were good as well.
Yeah, going
down the helter-skelter slide from his bedroom.
That was Jamie and the Magic Torch was a good show.
Yeah, really good show. Do you remember the theme for Mr. Ben?
Yes. Do you know what happened to me once?
Go on.
I was off school sick, like really young, must have been like six or something.
Yeah.
Mr. Ben was my favourite programme. I was obsessed with it. And I was in bed, so I wasn't allowed to watch TV. In the olden days, we didn't have TVs in bedrooms. It was just
a
black and white TV in the lounge.
Yeah, with no remote.
70. No remote. You had to get up to change one of the four channels.
Yeah.
And the Mr. Ben theme tune came on. I could hear it from downstairs and I was sick upstairs in bed and I was like, oh, Mr. Ben! And I got up and I was like, I'm better! And ran downstairs and it was the end credits.
Oh,
and then their mum was like, wow, you're better now. You don't need to go back to bed. Yeah, awful. That's one of my earliest
terrible.
Memories.
Really?
Yeah.
When you've been a con artist.
Yeah, I'm like, damn!
Oh, no. Well, someone told me once that...
Bud! Sorry, I just thought of Bud. Carry on.
You did it again. Carl, you've got like celebrity.
Yeah. Is Bod a celebrity?
Bod. I used to love Bod.
Now carry on with your story. I interrupted you with Bod.
A friend of mine who's a drummer.
Oh, you've got cool friends.
Well, I used to be in a band, you see. I used to be in a function band. And the drummer in my function band, he told me that when he was at school... You know, like school concerts and stuff.
Yeah, the bands were so cool at school concerts.
He played as a part of a piece on the xylophone, the theme to Mr. Ben.
Really?
Because that's played
How
on the xylophone.
How was it again? Do, 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 do. No, I've forgotten
I think it.
It
is that, isn't it?
It's something like...
Do, 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 do,
do,
do, do, do, do, do, do,
do, do, do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do,
Yeah.
And that was that something like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good theme as well, yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do. It's not as good as your theme, though, is it? Ask Karen theme.
No.
That's the best theme,
That is
obviously.
So cool. I wonder who came up with that.
I wonder.
I sung the sting out loud in work. That was so embarrassing.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're singing your own theme tune. Do you think Lorraine does that?
Yeah, probs. All the time.
Or Felix Schofield.
Just starts.
He gets in the car in the morning and like, takes it to the studio.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Dave from London. Mm-hmm. It's quite vague where he's from.
London's quite a big place, yeah, Dave.
That's fine.
Whereabouts? And there's quite a lot of Daves. Do you think this is a true person?
I mean, it might not be Dave. Yeah. He wants to know, he said he's loving the podcast and he listens when he is running.
Okay.
And he wants to know, what do you listen to when you're exercising?
When I'm running, which never happens unless I'm running for the bus.
What do you? I don't. You've got a trumpet though, haven't you? Yeah, do you use that?
No. No. It's just a.
And you used to have those.
A
steps.
Rebounder. I've still got them.
What's a rebounder?
That's what you called a trumpet.
A trumpet.
Trumpet.
Well, I think not a trumpet. You know why I call it a trumpet, don't you?
Little mini trumpet.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a trump.
I thought we'd been French. Like it's a trumpet, like a wee trampoline. Yeah, I call it a rebounder, but no, I used it once. I thought I could watch TV and bounce, but I don't want to bounce when I'm watching TV. I want to lie down, really, or sit down. At least.
It's a much better position, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've got a...
You've got a stepper.
It's a mini stepper that I got off someone off Recycle. And when I went to pick it off him, he was like, oh, I'm glad you're taking it. I got it off someone off Recycle and I've literally never used it.
And then you've...
And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to use it loads. For, again, I'd do it while I was watching TV. No, never ever used it.
What a waste.
Yeah, once maybe. Yeah, I'm basically not doing any exercise at the moment. I'm getting fatter and fatter and fatter. I'm not eating well. And this, I feel like I'm being called out on this by Dave from London.
It's just someone you know. I'm not exercising either. And I need
to. Oh, good
to,
for
I really
you. Oh, you're
to.
Not?
No, I really need to.
Yeah, me too.
Especially as summer's coming.
Yeah, I am not.
I'm a bit worried. We're going on holiday in August.
And, where are you going?
We're going to Mykonos in Greece.
Oh, lush. Quite excited about that. That'll be nice.
But I'm going to have to, like, take my clothes off.
Yeah.
And so I need to sort that out. I've got time.
It's okay. Everybody is beach body ready, they say.
Do they? Yeah. Who says that?
Like the world. You don't have really? To, like... Yeah, no, Jamila okay. Jamil, mainly.
Yeah, but I want to feel a bit happier about
it. Yeah, it's not for, like, what other people on the beach think. It's like...
For me.
If I catch sight of myself in the mirror, I'm a bit like... Yeah, yeah. Breathe in, love. But there's nothing wrong with being a bigger person. I'm just like...
No.
Well, anyway, we're not bigger people. We're not. I'm just saying.
It's about, how you, myself it's about how you feel.
It's about how you feel, and I don't feel that good at the moment because I can't zip my jeans up.
I wonder why you had them open.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, dear. Right. It's news time again.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, what's the news?
Let's find out.
Ooh.
Madonna is due to perform in Tel Aviv this week at the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest. She'll be performing one hit from her back catalogue, rumoured to be Like a Prayer, and one from her new album, Madam X. So I wanted to ask Karen, what are your thoughts on Madge's comeback, and do you think it's a good thing, or do you think she should be hanging up her comb brass for good?
Her comb brass?
Her comb bras.
Oh, no, I mean, God, people are writing off like she's too old or something.
A lot of people are saying
you
that.
You can, I think that's unfair. That's very ageist. And they wouldn't say that if she was a man. I used to love Madonna. I have to say, I'm not quite sure about the whole eye patch stuff. Is it the S&M or something? Is that what it's meant to be?
I think so. She's on this album, she's decided she's a, I was going to say serial killer. Not a serial
what?
Killer.
What?
What's killing Eve?
Oh, assassin.
Yeah, she's an assassin that's travelling the world.
Okay.
So she's created this character called Madam X.
Oh, right. I think, because I thought it was Madam X, it was like, I thought it was a bit Miss Whiplash.
Oh, right. It does sound a bit like that,
yeah.
Doesn't it? Miss Whiplash, that's not a very good name. That sounds like someone's had a car accident.
Oh, my God.
So I don't like the thing that she's created this sort of persona. I think it's a bit cheesy. I think she should just make some music and put it out there. But I don't think she's too old.
No.
You're right. Rod Stewart, he's still making music.
He's like 90 practically.
And he's still wearing like trousers that are too tight.
Leather trousers.
No one cares about that.
Yeah.
So I think good luck to her, really. But I do wish that she was making better music, because she used to be one of these artists that you can guarantee her music would be brilliant.
Yeah.
And I've got a feeling that these days she's having more input in the writing of the music because she can.
Okay.
And it's ending up being like not as brilliant, basically.
Okay.
It's a bit like the songs I've heard.
I haven't really heard it that much, to be honest.
They're all right, they're not great.
Although I'm not, I don't understand why she's wearing an eye patch. Is there anything wrong with her eye?
I don't think so. No.
But she never takes it off now.
I'm not sure. There was a really weird video she posted actually with her and Diplo. Do you know Diplo?
Yeah.
She's friends with Diplo, I think.
That's weird as well.
But they posted this video about this announcement. She's going to start doing this theatre tour. Like around the world. Yeah, she's rather than doing arenas, she's gonna like do gonna come to London and she's gonna do like 20 dates in a theatre. Which basically means
does she know there are a lot of mice in London theatres?
Probably not.
No, she'll be shocked at that. If she sees West End dressing rooms, they're not gonna be like going the O2, love.
Well, she'll probably get them redecorated before she goes in. Do you think?
No.
No.
I don't think she's like that.
No?
Like, I'm saying this like I know what she's like.
But yeah, this weird video was like a comedy thing, and there were it was loads of canned laughter on it. It was really, really weird.
Oh,
it was a bit odd, but I don't think she had the eye patch on in that. I think,
having said that, Madonna, I like Madonna being more Madonna, like a bit more like screw you, I don't care. Like she is, yeah. She is like that again now, which is what she was like originally. She went through a really weird phase when she was married to Guy Ritchie and being all like tame and wearing flowery dresses. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's a mum though.
So, you can still be wild if you're a mum?
Can I?
Just not in front of the kids.
Not
oh,
in front
my
of the
God.
Kids.
Oh, actually, the thing is, it's always in front of the kids if you're Madonna,
isn't it?
This
is the thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't really judge because I haven't listened to any of her new stuff yet.
I wonder what the kids think of Madonna. Not her kids, but, you know, the youth of today.
I don't
know.
I
wonder what the view is.
Should we ask some? No,
should
let's not
some?
Go and ask strange
do a
kids.
Do a survey.
Yeah.
So that's the end of our podcast.
Oh,
where does the time go?
It flies, doesn't it?
Fly by, doesn't it?
It totally flies.
Thanks.
Time with me flies.
It does. Thanks for all your messages. Please,
that's okay.
Do get in touch.
Oh, not
you.
Me.
I mean, thanks for your messages as well.
Okay, good.
Please do get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. Send us a question, a dilemma.
Dilemma!
Dilemma.
Again.
Or just comment on what we've been talking about. You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. You can use the form on our website, askkaren.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at askkarenpodcast. And check out Instagram as well, because it's quite good. I made a nice picture, didn't I, of you?
Did you?
You know, we spoke about the wedding present last week.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
I created the wedding present.
Oh, yeah, that
so
was nice.
So your friends, I mean, I'm going to get it put on canvas at some point. Or
yeah,
framed,
of course,
obviously
of course.
Send it to them.
That'd oh,
nice.
They are going to be so excited.
So check that out on Instagram.
Yeah.
And don't forget about the spring prize draw, when you can win an exclusive limited edition Ask Karen mug.
Oh my gosh.
How exciting
this,
is
I'm
that?
I'm so excited right now.
All the details are on the website, askkaren.co.uk.
There are lots of details.
There are lots of details.
Sorry, I talked over the link.
askkaren.co.uk.
Got it.
So go there, get the details, and then enter that. So thanks for joining us. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Please spread the word, tell your friends, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. If you even give us a rating.
A good one.
Until next time, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.